Welcome, everybody, to another episode of OTR's Vantage Point. I am your host, Mark Kelly. Wherever you are, thank you for making us part of your day. And thank you for all the good wishes and wishing me well. Really appreciate it. Feeling great. Big thanks to all the patrons and everybody who reached out asking me how I was doing. Now, I want to do a weekend wrap-up news show. Got a really good story that I think plays into some of the entertainment biz that I like to talk about. But I want to go over a few other things, too. Everybody heard about the Colleyville, Texas hostage situation. That's over. It's been ended. Saturday, a gunman went into a synagogue during services. Some of it was caught on a Facebook Live. Took some hostages, originally four. Response was good. Local PD, FBI ended up coming out. HRT was on scene. I think they were the primary entry team. The hostage taker was demanding that a prisoner be released. From what we know, very early in the details, not getting a whole lot, but there was focus on a political prisoner being let go, someone that was arrested several years ago for terrorist activity, trying to kill Americans, from what I understand. Around 1700, one of the hostages was released. I'm sure there was a lot of negotiations, phone line communication at some point, and one hostage was released unhurt, which remained three inside and one hostage taker. Later that evening, around 2100 hours, the HRT made entry. Turns out that the gunman did not survive the encounter. Don't know exactly what happened yet. Not a whole lot of details going on. But good response. HRT on scene, local PD. And there were some statements made, but not a whole lot given. There was one interesting comment that was made by the spokesperson for the FBI. And statement was that the hostage taker was primarily focused on one thing. This was not about the Jewish community. Well, we haven't looked in this guy's phone yet. I'm sure they're doing search warrants on all of his electronic devices, his home. We don't know all the information yet. That's a really odd thing to say because he was in a synagogue. The Jewish community is involved, directly involved. But thank goodness everybody's okay. Coming from that world, we're never going to do anything at the expense of the innocents. So looks like everybody did a great job. So the NFL playoffs, wild card weekend. First two games on Saturday night. I watched closely because they were small town markets, one being the Cincinnati Bengals, the other one being the Buffalo Bills. These first two games were something that I was wanting to watch anyway, so I was glad I was on the first night of the playoffs, so I didn't have to worry so much about today. But the Bengals ended up pulling out the win, close competitive game with the Raiders. First Cincinnati playoff win in 31 years. Huge for the city. Joe Burrows is the real deal. Local guy. Athens, Ohio, high school, went to Ohio State, ended up transferring to LSU, and you all know what he did. He's going to be a huge star, huge star. So big, big congrats to Cincinnati Bengals. And, you know, I'm a Derek Carr fan, and I like the Raiders, but, you know, I really wanted Cincinnati to pull it out, and they did. But it was a close game. Second game, Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Love Buffalo. Spent a week one night there, you know what I'm saying? But Buffalo routed New England Patriots. Yeah. But speaking about Buffalo, love the town. It was always great to me. One year, the 82nd Airborne Convention was in Buffalo, went up there, had a blast. But, yeah, it was great to see those two big wins for those two franchises. Took to Twitter a little bit. A sex toy made it out onto the field. Go check it out. Google that. Got to love those Bills fans. They get after it. But, yeah, big first couple days of the NFL playoffs, so. Now, this is a story you may not be familiar with. Some of you might. Back in the day, now this is a little after my time, but I'm aware of the channel, G4 TV. G4 TV launched back in 2002, and it was like a techie kind of channel. I guess you want to call them geeks or gamers or whatever, but it's not really geeky anymore. Everybody plays these video games, right? Well, these video games started getting big back in the day, 2002, so they brilliantly targeted the gamers, and they specifically looked at the demographic of the young adult, the MTV crowd. Brilliant. But it did a couple of things, this GH4 TV. It did a couple of things really well. They had a lot of good hosts on there, easy on the eyes, men and women, knew what they were talking about, spoke to these kids and these gamers, and just made it legitimate. It gave them an outlet, a channel to go watch. And they ate it up. Hugely popular. Well, it ended up going away. People just started getting better at the gaming. You know, social media came out. A lot of other places for folks to get their information about games coming out, new releases and that such, because this was on major network. I think it was an NBC Universal project, but it ended up going away. Relaunched this past November. So they brought back the X-Play and a couple other shows that were on that channel. They brought back some hosts. There's a guy named Adam Sessler, very knowledgeable. Another new host, they brought on this young lady, and her handle is Frost Curran. And they had this panel on X-Play. It's one of the shows on this YouTube channel. It's on social media. It's not on network. It's on social media, this G4 TV. And apparently there was some criticism that she was receiving in social media because they are all over it. Now, this social media, you know how we do it with the Rick and I with the marketing. We brand our stuff, put out information, comment. She was getting hammered about something she said, and some people were making some comments about her appearance compared to the old hosts. The old host of Morgan Webb and Olivia Munn, who were your traditional beauties. I'm just going to flat out say it. That's not okay, guys. That's not okay. I am not, Rick and I are not down with that. She's not unattractive by any means. She took offense to it, and she went on a rant. Now, again, not okay with that. That's weak. It's cheap. Don't encourage it. Don't want anybody to say anything negative like that about anybody on the physical appearance. We're not down with that. Don't be a weenie, right? These comments on social media about what she said concerning some of the gaming topics and about the other host comparing them to her, and she went off on a sexism rant. And it was one of the most legendary rants in all of social media history. It was so intense and so off the cuff and out of world that the male participants in the panel, it was extremely uncomfortable. You know, they're doing the slow clap. Go check it out. Google it. Go on Twitter. You'll find it on YouTube. Vross Curran. I'll put it in the show notes. But she went off on this huge rant. Completely uncalled for, because she's talking about her target audience. She is talking about the consumers of this channel. And it wasn't pretty, the backlash. Hemorrhaging followers. And the reason why I want to bring this up is because of that specific reason. Some of these activists who are in entertainment or in government, they have no problem with looking right at their constituents or their target audience and just totally hammer them for what they're doing or saying. Even if you're wrong, it's amazing. And they double, triple down on it. It's not going well. And at the end of the rant, she even said, if you don't like it, then don't watch it. Now, you might be able to get away with that on a YouTube channel. I think they got 300,000 or 400,000 viewers, but you ain't going to get away with that on a major network. Until this gets straightened out, you might as well forget that getting picked up on a cable network. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So you take that same type of attitude and you throw it into politics. This new gubernatorial candidate for Florida is comparing DeSantis to the bad guys in World War II. The one governor in the Republic who didn't restrict his state hardly at all and hasn't been, and you're comparing him to the bad guys in World War II? Bad move, bad look. It's not going to go well. These restrictions and all these things that are going around the world, we are lucky that we have folks like DeSantis in this country. And free thinkers like you Americans, we're lucky. Unbelievable. Now, no concern about the guys and gals to the left or right of them while they're saying this stuff. No concern of them at all. Because this is their livelihood. I think they have 15 or so employees. This is their livelihood. They have families. They have to eat. They have to live. And they go off and say that they just don't care. Wasn't it Michael Jordan that says, hey, Republicans buy sneakers too? There's a lot of wisdom in that statement. Because Rick and I, we want everybody who would enjoy this content to enjoy it and come to our channel. That's why we're doing it. Get our message out there, run a business, market our classes, market the other things we have going on, marketing the charity work that we do, and focusing and highlighting these companies and great Americans that are on our show and give us their time, and give you, the listeners and viewers, who are giving us your precious time, good, solid content. We can all have our opinion. We have opinions, and we give it sometimes. But we can have a discussion. And I'm not going to hate the person that I thought I liked because their opinion's different than mine. I want everybody to come to this channel. We can have different opinions. Now, some of these Twitter pages for these hosts for this new G4 TV, they're not saying nice things about the other side of the aisle that they disagree with, not saying nice things at all, even if it's their own family. It's not good. It's not healthy, and it's not for a good community. And it just basically kills debate when you act that way, and we need debate. Tell me what you think about this take, and don't forget to check out KellyDefense.com and Warhog.com. Also, make sure you go back and watch all the previous shows on Vantage Point, Warhog Words of Wisdom, and the wildly popular, globally, in the 2.5%, I might say, On the Range podcast, Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense. Go check it out. Go to patreon.com/OnTheRangePodcast and sign up. Become a patron. Get exclusive content, training tips, vlogs, behind-the-scenes stuff, and a lot of interaction with Rick and I. It's a good time. You can support the show and get a lot of no BS training. No matter if you're watching or listening, give us a 5-star rating, interact with the pages, subscribe, like, hit those notification bells, and at the very least, do us a favor. Spread the word, share this audio, share these videos. Go out there and crush the week, guys.